Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Crazy Talk Pod. My name is Rob.
And me, Vanessa.
And thanks for joining us here for episode 2 of 2020. We're excited. I'm excited. I'm jazzed. I don't know if y'all remember last week, we left it off on a little bit of a cliffhanger. Vanessa gave us a little bit of a hint, and the only hint that she gave was that we're going to get something in the mail. And even I said I didn't know what it was. And I think she told me that day, but I still didn't even know what that was. So that tells you how much I actually pay attention. But before we get into the main topic, I want to let y'all know, thanks for listening to the Crazy Talk Podcast. It's a podcast between my wife and I. We bring topics to the table. We either go through unpopular opinions or just whatever is on our mind. You guys can find us on all the different kinds of podcast services out there. Like I say, every single week, if there is a podcast service that you listen to and we're not on it, let me know. I'll do my best to get it on there as soon as possible. If you guys have any questions, any concerns, any statements, anything you want to let us know about, you guys can tell us that either through the Anchor app. You can leave us a audio message and we can play that on the show. But you can also go and leave us any of y'all's responses or questions on our Twitter page. That's at Crazy Talk Pod on Twitter, at Crazy Talk Pod. So without further ado, with housekeeping out of the way, babe, what did we get through the mail?
So I got a letter from my aunt and I was expecting it, but it's a little bit of a morbid topic today, but in a fun way. So about 5 years ago, it was literally a week after Robert and I got married. My family decided to do this, what we called a Beetlejuice party. We just needed something to name it. And, you know, it sounded like a good name. And I'm not sure exactly why specifically we started it, but basically we have a get together or a little whatever you want to call it, powwow, of all of my family getting together, and we're filling out a paper of if we die in the next 5 years, this is what I would want is my funeral arrangements or special requests or things. So it's anywhere from like, what song would you want played? What clothes would you want to be buried in? What speaker would you want? Things like that. And I think the reason why we actually started it is because around that time, an old classmate of actually both Robert and I's had passed away. And we went to a funeral, his funeral, and it was like nothing like we remembered him. And we grew up together in the same school for as long, I mean, we graduated already and all of that stuff. So we got to know him on the level of like classmates.
Yeah.
And the way that his family portrayed him in his funeral wasn't what we remembered him as. And I feel like that kind of shook us a little bit because we realized that sometimes, I mean, obviously funerals can be unexpected for people at a young age or anywhere under being like a grandparent or as old as 65 or whatever. But unfortunately, like nobody likes to talk about the topic of death, but it happens. And so if it happened, we would want to represent our family in the best way we know how. And I really like this idea and I love telling other people about it because it's just like a weird, uncomfortable topic that families don't talk about, especially Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's kind of cool that we have implemented this because our Hispanic culture kind of, we shy away from like uncomfortable topics and I don't know, dying at a young age, all of the things, like we're just more closed off. So I really enjoy it. So basically we have the paper that we filled out with our information from 5 years ago, a week into marriage, and now we have a new form to fill out 5 years later.
Happy
and I
kid
know
anniversary on that one.
It's going to be very different. Like,
oh, yeah.
Very different.
Maybe.
Because, well, I feel like for my mom, like, it won't be that drastically different. But we were, like, a week into marriage.
Yeah.
Like, our values were different.
Yeah.
We were thinking about, I don't know.
I'd say we both have grown a lot in the 5 years that we've been married since then.
Yeah.
And I feel like the older you are, you kind of are in this comfortable state where it's going to stay the same majority of the time.
True.
Real quick before we dig into it, It was so interesting to just be married. Because at the time, we were staying with her moms for a while before we moved.
2 weeks.
And so, yeah, we stayed with her mom for 2 weeks. We weren't just chilling there forever. We had a plan, but we were just getting ready to get to that place in our life. And so just barely being married, me being a trooper. Once you're married, you're like, man, babe, I'll do whatever you want. Well, I'll do whatever you want. Let's do it. And so I was there. But when you look back on it, I'm like, God bless Vanessa's family. Like the fact that they didn't even think, maybe we'll scare Robert away. And they're like, no, let's just jump right into it. So death. I like it. It was cool. But like I said in the previous episode of the podcast, last year my uncle passed away. And the experience of, I didn't have to do with any of the plannings or anything like that. But having to see from the outside my aunts and my mom and my grandmother and all of them just, you know, stress a little bit about trying to get everything down correctly. I do see the benefit of having something like this.
Yeah.
Because you want to just have the time to grieve and that's it. You don't need, like, the last thing on your mind is trying to figure out the specifics on all this different kinds of stuff. Yeah. You know? That, it kind of blew my mind when I first met Vanessa, and after being married for a while, like, some of your family members already have their plots picked out and everything like that, you know? And I know that's a thing, but I never knew that was a thing before, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I never really put much thought into that. And so there is a great importance in doing that because it takes a lot of weight off of your surrounding family and in the future, maybe your own children and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, again, we have not opened these up yet. Vanessa just got them, and then we were downstairs. She showed the envelope to me. She's like, maybe we could do the podcast on this. I was like, perfect. Yeah, let's do that. So how do you want to start this?
So I have Robert's paper.
Oh, I didn't know that's how we're doing
and it. He has mine.
Okay.
So we're going to kind of read over to each other, but we can read each section and then say if you would have a different answer and we'll write it on our new one.
So do we want to write our new ones first and then go back and look at our old ones?
That's a good thought. Sure.
Okay. So you want to go one by one and then we just answer out loud to each other?
Sure.
Or do you want to just, or we can just cut out all this middle part and just write all our answers right now, then skip to the part where all our answers are already done?
It doesn't matter. I thought we could do it lifetime.
Okay. So we can do one each question.
One at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So again, at the top of this piece of paper, I know you guys can't see it, but on the top of this piece of paper, it says Beetlejuice and has the cartoon images of Beetlejuice himself. And I don't know who the lady on the left is, but it says funeral party. So the first one is burial, cremation, or other.
So I'm answering what I would want as of this point in time, what I would want.
Yeah, well, this is your name on it.
You're writing it for
me. Okay, I'm writing it for you. Okay.
So as of right now, as of today, I still, I would like to be cremated.
Okay. Cremation.
And I would like to be a tree. So the bio urn, it's basically where they.
Cremation / tree?
Bio urn, specifically.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So basically it's this thing where you can order it online. I think it's like $500. It depends on what tree you choose or whatever. But they basically put your ashes under soil and then it grows into a tree. So you can give oxygen out into the world. And I don't know. I just like the idea of it. Burials like scare me for some reason. After being to New York and New Orleans, my idea of like being buried has just been so jaded because of like how many people are having to be buried in like highly populated areas. And I feel like the world's going to go there someday. But basically they like stack them on top of each other and it's just miles of that. And whenever it floods, like all of the caskets come up. I don't like that. I don't want that. I don't know.
Yeah. So like in those higher populated areas where there's just not enough room or enough land to do that kind of stuff, the graves are above ground.
Yeah.
And practically it's this big hole that, you know, they just stack the body on top, and over time of decomposing, the stack just gets lower and lower because the bodies just keep decomposing. And then, like Vanessa said, if it floods, where's it going to go? It's going to come back up. So that's a little weird. The whole bio urn is something that we've had a lot of discussions about with a lot of people. My mother in particular, I love my mom. I don't even know if she listens to this podcast. I love my mom. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of like a tree. I want to be a tree. Well, I don't know. You know.
It's just what I want.
You know, be a dream.
So what did mine say from 5 years ago?
Oh, okay. That's what we're doing. I like that. I bet you yours said the exact same thing. Bio-urn.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Cremated. Well, it said bio-urn and then cremated. For me, it would be cremation as well.
Okay.
But I think in regards to the, what's the specific on that? I've been 100% on board on doing bio-urn for sure.
Okay.
And I'll say I'm still like 80% on board with, no, I'll say 90% on board with that. Something that I've seen recently is how some people turn ashes into jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And so for some reason in my mind, I find that to be a cool thing. I know some people are like, that sounds dumb. But I think it's pretty cool to be like, I don't know, if I died and then my kids can turn my ashes into like a ring or something like that. And they can all have rings of me. I think that's pretty cool, is it not?
I guess it's cool. It's more expensive for sure.
Yeah, well, but I'll put it in the savings. They'll be taken care of, you know?
No, I've had that happen before, though, where I've, like, told someone, like, oh, like, I love your necklace. It's so pretty. And she's like, thanks. It's my grandma. And I was like, oh. Like, that's a weird conversation to have.
That's interesting. But my thing with that is, I know a lot of people even say it's like, okay, but what if they lose the jewelry? Okay, but what if the tree dies? Like, nothing lasts forever. Hence the reason why funerals.
Can go sit under my tree.
So we'll stick with bio-urn for sure on that one.
Okay.
So the second one is pastor, priest, or other.
Yeah. I still don't know.
This is in regards to who goes and talks.
Yeah, at your funeral. I probably would say, like, we've been a member of our church for 4 years, mm-hmm. 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would like to say Bo Hughes, and he knows me, but I still feel a connection to the Bilderbachs.
Mm.
Like, I feel like Sonia and I talk we've talked about them in our previous episodes, but they're the pastor and his wife that were in New Orleans when Robert interned there. So I want to say Tom.
Okay.
What did I say five years ago?
5 years ago, you put...
Oh, I didn't even read yours.
You put Brother Raul.
Nice.
Your pastor from your previous church when you were down there. So I'm going to put Tom Bilderbach. And for me, pastor or priest, I think, I don't know. My only thing with that is, I'm naturally just the kind of person, me, that, like if I were to say, I want to choose Tom, this is just me as a person. Mm-hmm. This is just how I work. If I were to say, oh, I want Tom to do it. Well, in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to make Tom fly across the country to come do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so in me, I'm like, why make him waste his time? And so in my mind, what about a pastor or priest speak at my funeral? Sure. But I think the more bigger thing for me is I will love there to be family go up.
Yeah, but who's going to speak?
I don't know. One of my brothers.
You think your brothers will have the emotional stability to speak and give the eulogy at your funeral?
Just put pastor. I don't have it down. I don't have that one down yet.
What?
Yeah.
This is going to be on here for the next 5 years, so I'm just going to choose a pastor if you die.
Then put Tom right now.
I don't know.
I'm
just saying.
I wonder if they should listen to our podcast.
I didn't read back your first one, by the way.
Tom, I'm not choosing you just because I'm like, I don't want you to do it. I just don't want you to have to waste the money on a plane ticket.
But it wouldn't be out of your pocket. It would be out of ours. Mine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Disregard what Robert just said as well.
I guess that's actually true.
Your first one, 5 years ago, you put a bio urn. You specifically said an oak tree.
Mm.
Don't know why oak, but yes. And then 5 years ago, as a pastor or priest, you put Tom Bilderbeck.
All right, keeping it on brand then. all right. I like these right here. So question number three is music. Vanessa, what music would you like playing? Is this during the funeral? Or is this because we're not having an open casket or anything like that?
No. I think it's when people are walking in and stuff.
And just mingling, talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would want Beautiful Eulogy.
Okay.
By Beautiful Eulogy. Mm-hmm. Check that song out, guys.
It's really, really good. Really good.
Honestly, I feel like since this is in the next 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Obviously means my death was unexpected. Okay. Like, I wasn't planning on dying by 2025. So I would like to play Levi the Poet.
Do you want me to put you Levi the Poet?
Yeah. Because okay. I would want people.
Which one?
It's All Worth Living For, but that's really far. That's really long. Because I feel like a lot of people struggle with like mental health stuff when an unexpected death happens, obviously. I like that a lot. Besides that, I would just put like some gospel music, to be honest.
No, you put that as well?
Yeah.
Hopefully we both don't die at the same time so I can give the specifics as to what songs.
Yeah, yeah. We need a playlist. I like indie music too, like something soft, but
yeah.
Hey, I don't know. What so did I say 5 years ago?
For you and music, you put indie Christian music. Heck yeah, dude.
Who is that? Like, I don't know. J.J. Heller? Or...
Yeah, probably. That's so weird. At that time, it was probably because
hadn't discovered.
We weren't, like, living with each other, so you weren't, like, forced to listen to all the music I listened to.
True. Okay. What would you say?
Okay, so proudly, my number one listen to music artist ever since I've been on Spotify has been Daughter. I love Daughter.
That's good.
And the thing is, I want to play music that doesn't make people sad. I want people to know this is the music that brought me peace.
True.
And so Daughter's music, they're really indie and their music can sound sad. But the thing is, it brings peace to me.
Yeah.
On my hard days, on days where I'm just, you know, struggling with anxiety or whatever, like I listen to Daughter and I just feel all better. So I would love to listen to Daughter. I have specifics. I mean, Shallows, or not Shallows, my bad. What's a song? Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
I love Switzerland. That's a great song. And then in regards to any other songs like that, Beautiful Eulogy is for sure one that I absolutely love and adore. It's really, really well done. It's really well written.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that song a lot. In regards to anything else though, I'm trying to think. I mean, I go back and forth on a lot of things in regards to the music for that. I've thought about before. I love Ben Howard. Ben Howard's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just stick with Daughter for now. Just go on Spotify, put This Is Daughter, and just play the whole thing.
Just play your Spotify rap playlist for the past 5 years. You said indie, alternative, or heavy metal music.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Granted, guys. We were 18 and 20 at the time that we did this last. So,
say that one more time.
You said indie, alternative, or heavy metal.
What in the world was I thinking? All right, so number four is clothes.
This is if, like, we absolutely lose a battle of being cremated, which we shouldn't because, you know, we're each other's spouse and... But maybe we both die together, you know? And maybe our parents were like, nah.
Well, maybe we both die together and we have kids. And I mean, again, this is going to change over time. But we both have kids. That was what we were saying. We have kids and our kids are like, I want to see them one more time. All right, cool. You can overrule it if you want to.
I guess.
So
anyways, clothes if we were buried.
Well, so kids, this is what your mom would want to wear.
Oh my goodness, that's such a hard question. Do I have a special outfit? Like, in the next 5 years, okay. My Air Force Ones. I was kidding.
Dang. Heck yeah, dude.
I guess some, like, little booties.
Okay. Do I put Lil Booties?
No. Booties?
Just Booties, okay?
The brown one specifically.
How do you spell that? B-O-O-T-I-E-S?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure.
Just some blue jeans.
Okay. Jeans?
My black, like, V-neck shirt. It's real flowy. I like that. And a cardigan, my gray, white, and black one. Why? I don't know, but it sounds comfy.
Gray.
White and black.
White. Black.
What did I say 5 years ago?
5 years ago, Vanessa said, won't matter.
Won't matter?
Yeah.
I mean, same, but please dress me in something I like to wear. Okay, what about you?
I think you can guess this one.
This is his style has drastically changed. It has drastically changed since then.
So what I would like to wear is give me some nice look. Give me some patterned socks.
Okay.
Give me my Reeboks.
Okay. The white ones or the red?
Let's go red.
Okay.
For the blood. Jesus Christ. Give me my wash blue jeans.
Okay.
My slim wash blue jeans. And then make sure I'm wearing Teddy Fresh tee.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Fresh hoodie. Teddy Fresh cap.
Oh, jeez. You want it to be buried in a cap?
Yes. And okay. Then make sure my glasses are on, too.
Interesting. So you wouldn't want to do your hair? Like, you wouldn't want us to, like, your hair is, like, iconic at this point.
No, it's not. I feel like I wear hats way more than anything else.
All right. I like your hair.
I'm going bald. By then, there's not going to be no hair to even
ruin. This is in the next 5 years.
I'm going to be bald by the next 5 years.
You'll be 30. You'll be 30. That's crazy.
I'll be a 30-year-old bald dad.
Okay. 5 years ago, he said,
oh, boy.
This is exactly to a T how he used to dress in high school, okay?
Okay.
Tan slacks.
Oh, dear God.
A plaid shirt, skinny tie, and Johnson & Murphy's, which he probably put because I was so mad that he bought $300 shoes.
You guys have no idea how mad she was when I bought those
You better
shoes.
Wear them again in your casket. Be buried with them.
You got married in them, you're going to be buried in them.
Yeah, so that's what you said.
Nice. Okay. That sounds like such a church boy thing to wear. So, number five, open or closed casket?
I say closed. I still say, well, I don't know what I said back then, but I say closed.
Okay, you want me to tell you what you said right there?
Yeah.
You said, won't matter. And then you had two arrows for both closed and open or closed casket that said, still debating.
Okay. I cared so much. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to have me buried and not cremated, obviously open.
Interesting.
If for some reason I myself as a dead person am overruled, then yes, keep it open.
I don't want to see you, though.
Well, you know, sometimes, what if the kids want to see me?
This is happening in the next 5 years. Like, how old are our kids in the next 5 years?
Everyone listening should better stay tuned for the next 5 years. We're going to see how this evolves over time.
You said open.
Okay. Number six, you put scripture.
Not you put scripture.
I'm sorry.
Topic is scripture.
Number six is scripture. Sorry.
You know, that's a real off guard one. I think I need to pray on that one, but I don't know. Something about.
You want to leave it blank and just think about it?
I guess. I feel like scripture's kind of like they kind of quote all the same scriptures at every funeral. So it's hard to like do anything different. But I agree with you. Like I would want to put scripture of like joy and I don't know. There's a couple of songs that I like that quote scripture, and I would love to, like, go find those songs and where they are in scripture. But, like, the songs that are singing about, like, no weeping, no hurt or pain, no suffering, like, you hold me now. Like, yeah. I would love for, like, my family to be wrapped in that comfort, just hearing songs like that.
Yeah.
So I would like to see where scriptures like that from those songs that I like are.
Gotcha.
And I would probably write that.
Okay. So we'll keep it blank for now.
Yes.
You want to know what you put last year?
Yes.
Or not last year, 5 years ago? Nothing.
Nothing? Nope. Rude. What the heck?
Fake Christian over here.
Be quiet. What scripture would you put?
I will put Habakkuk 3:19.
Because he has a whole tattoo on it now.
Because I have a whole tattoo on it. Since then, I've had a tattoo.
Habakkuk what?
3:19.
3:19. So you wouldn't even show your tattoos when you died. Fake fan.
Oh, you can roll my sleeves up.
Mm-mm. You're going to have a hoodie.
Roll my sleeves up.
It's going to be hot in there.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to feel it.
Okay.
Habakkuk 3:19 says, "Oh Lord, you are my strength. You make my feet like the deer's. You take me to high places."
Wow.
The high place? Heaven, me chilling with Jesus. I have a big, big house. We're playing football.
I'm so done with you.
For all the Christian nerds out there.
Goodbye.
Anyways, poems.
I should go look this up just because I don't know it off the top of my head.
I was going to say, you have something?
You wrote something 5 years ago.
A poem to you?
No, your scripture.
Oh.
You're like skipping ahead.
Sorry.
Hold on.
You're not forgetting to tell me my piece. I'm just skipping straight to your next one.
I know.
Sorry.
Okay, so Robert put...
my scripture for 5 years ago.
Isaiah 57:1-2. The righteous man perishes and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in the beds who walk in their uprightness.
I think I searched that verse up that day.
Okay.
That verse right there. Not going to
lie. Poems.
Number 7, poems.
You know what? Have Levi the Poet specifically. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Poems is hard. I don't really listen to poems. I probably said the same thing 5 years ago. But Levi may have some new content by then, something like that. So I'd probably put him.
So put Levi?
Yeah. He's a spoken word artist, by the way, if you don't know who he is. He does some really good poems on, like, anxiety and It's All Worth Living For and Keep Forgiving. Like, lots of good ones.
Yeah. Vanessa put nah. Nah.
I was such an 18-year-old.
Yeah, for real, dude. Not even kidding.
What is yours?
Honestly, trying to think about it, I was like, do I want to do just verses to a song? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, songs can practically be poems.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, if there is a section to do poems, as of right now, I feel like I would much rather want to take the time to play just instrumental music and not poems.
Hmm.
As a moment of just peacefulness, you know?
Yeah, like sitting on that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, you know, I listen to a lot of instrumental music at times. Some of them are just two different contents, but one of them is called Florence, and I love Florence is a mobile game,
mm-hmm.
by Annapurna, but the music to the game is so well done. So yeah, I would love to play something like that, or I don't know. There's a lot of other people. You can find it. Yeah, when I die, just go through my Spotify. You find it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, jeez. You said Charles Wesley last hymn.
Charles Wesley's last hymn?
What does that mean?
Wow. Actually, you know what? I think now that you bring that up, that actually is a good one.
What is that?
I feel like going back and changing it. Wesley last hymn.
Mm-hmm. Charles Wesley.
Oh, this was actually going. I did not come up with this on the spot. I've totally forgotten about this over time. So Charles Wesley is he's a hymnist from way long ago, back in like 1707. And one of the last hymns he wrote, this was on his deathbed right before he died. And what it says is this: in age and feebleness extreme, who shall a helpless worm redeem? Jesus, my only hope thou art. Strengthen my failing flesh and heart. Oh, could I catch one smile from thee and drop into eternity.
Nice.
That's such a good one. I remember I wanted to get a tattoo of that so bad.
Oh, jeez.
That is such a good one. I love the last part, and drop into eternity. That's so good. Anyways, yeah.
Nice.
So, number eight, speaker. Oh, what did I? Oh, that's, that was mine last year. So, number eight, speaker slash eulogy.
I literally have no idea who I would have said 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. If she could.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have to choose somebody who's realistically going to be able to speak at your funeral. Okay. Because like your closest friends and family is going to be like sobbing. But someone who can manage her emotions well and someone who speaks so well, I would love for Tay to speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tay, T-A-Y, Plummer, P-L-U-M-M-E-R. She, like, her words are so powerful in the way that she just delivers it, and she's so real and honest, and she's the only person that, like, knows the depths of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the depths. So I feel like she would have something really good to say. And people, like, listen. Because she just, yeah, it's just
people
powerful.
People listen when she speaks.
Because she's, it's just powerful when she speaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's my friend, by the way. We were in college together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did I say 5 years ago?
You put Naomi.
Nice.
Slash brothers.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Little did I know that Naomi was going to marry your brother.
I know, right?
And now she's my sister-in-law.
So sister slash brothers?
Who would you say?
In regards to speaker slash eulogy, I don't know. Again, that's the hard part, is the fact that I wouldn't want to put that on anybody.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But
who do you think could?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. The thing that I think about in my head is the fact of when my uncle died, all the older cousins from each of, you know, the siblings of my uncle,
mm-hmm.
we all practically went up and spoke.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think to myself, who were the ones that were able to keep it together? And practically nobody,
mm-hmm.
but Mikey. Like, Mikey was able to keep himself together. And yeah. I don't know if it's because he was in the military or whatever. Brandon was in the military too. But either or, like, Mikey just was able to say a full sentence, you know, like mm-hmm. be able to articulate what he wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, would I want Mikey to do it? I don't know if I want Mikey to do it. I love Mikey. Mikey's my cousin. But I mean, again, I don't want to put that on anybody. I think if anything, probably one of my closest friends who can probably go up there and do it for everyone else. So
yeah.
As of right now, I probably would say Dom.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it would be hard for him. But I definitely think him out of anybody would be able to do it. And he could speak about current Robert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing is, I think me choosing him doesn't mean I like him more than my own family. I think me choosing him means that I trust this person to speak for my family, to let other people know who are not necessarily my family, the kind of person that I was, you know?
Nice.
So I picked him. Who did I pick? Brandon?
Brandon Rodriguez. So Naomi and Brandon, you had the wait 5 years ago.
Man, if we both die at the same time, man, Brandon and Naomi going to have a field day on that one.
Yeah. No. That's his brother.
Yeah. The one who married Naomi.
Yes.
So number nine is pictures slash videos. What kind of answers do we put on these?
You know, whatever.
Okay.
Like, would you want pictures or videos, I guess, maybe?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. With the most recent funeral that we had, which was Robert's uncle, we like were able to take a step back and realize like how important pictures are and how crazy it is that like you can look at a picture of like, I don't know, being at a zoo, for example, and that day you're like, okay, we're going to a zoo, like big whoop. But you never realize that like pictures from that moment will be treasured like in years to come, or I don't know. You can look at that picture and remember so many memories from it.
Yeah.
And I feel like we could talk about it at another later time, but I think that's one of my new unpopular opinions, is that, like, I know we should enjoy the moment and, like, not have our phones out and whatever, but I honestly think taking videos and pictures helps me remember in the long run, and, like, I can reflect on them later. And so I'm totally on board with taking pictures and videos of things.
Yeah.
Today, we had snow for the first time ever here in Denton, and I wanted to take videos of it. Okay, why would I just want to enjoy it without my phone? Yeah. Like, I want to document it. Yeah. So,
and that's the thing is, like in regards to like my uncle's funeral, we had pictures going. It's again, these were old pictures that we shot through a camera that we probably had back in the day, like a Kodak wind-up camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I've over time I've grown to love photography and videography a lot more. Ever since 5 years ago, because obviously I do it now and I love it. But being there at my uncle's funeral and seeing certain pictures, especially like once at the zoo, you know how when you're on your iPhone and you have the live mode on mm-hmm. a picture, and you hold your finger mm-hmm. down a little bit and you see what happened beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing these pictures that were up on screen with my family at the zoo or whatever, I was able to see mentally in my mind what was going on. I was able to see us preparing to take the photo, like, there's beauty in that, you know?
Yeah.
And so absolutely, I want pictures and pictures and videos on there. Hopefully 5 years from now, whenever I die, I have so much photos mm-hmm. built up over time and videos built up over time, because I've told Vanessa this multiple times, I want to take video of our kids. I want to take pictures mm-hmm. of our kids, because I want to grow them to grow up and see themselves grow up. And I want to look back and see that stuff. So for sure, absolutely.
I like videos more than pictures, and I want to do more videos more than pictures, especially including like old VHS tapes and stuff of like when I was a kid and stuff. I would love to include that, like my life from being born up until this point, because there's so many different people that we've met and like that have impacted me that I would want there. So I'd want to acknowledge that and like the different parts of my community that I'm involved in, like the different people that I've known along the way. I would want to include that.
So. Yeah. So we just put yes.
Sure. What did I say 5 years ago?
5 years ago, you put yes, even silly ones and crazy hair.
Nice. That's my childhood and current state of being. I straighten my hair all the time then. Robert makes really good videos of like pictures and like sentimental type. I would really like if you made one for me, but I understand if
you can go check some out on my Instagram at Enduro Rob.
You said history of my life and memoir video to my family.
Oh yes, I've actually have it comes it pops into my mind maybe twice a year, and I literally have a moment where I'm like, I want to film a video right now for my family, because mm-hmm. what if I die?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've never done it, but I would really want to make sure I get something done, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then update it every 5 years.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's that way it's so that way there's that thing that they can have this peacefulness to it, you know,
yeah.
And it doesn't need to be all sad. It can be funny. Lighten mm-hmm. the mood a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey, I'm dead.
Have y'all seen that video, y'all? Of that going on live on Twitter of that man who recorded a thing of his voice. I think it was in Ireland or something. Mm-hmm. And they're burying him. And it's like, hello, like, don't put me in here or something like that. Yeah. And all the family was laughing. I thought that was so cute.
I love it. Yes, it's great.
Yeah, I would want that too. I mean, it'd be a lot of work. But it's less work for them to do where they can just grieve and stuff, you know? I don't know. Like the It's All Worth Living For, the Leave by the Poet one that I mentioned earlier, it's just a bunch of people's memories and like the moments that made them the happiest. And yeah. that's what I would like, yeah. you know?
Absolutely. Number 10 is cemetery.
If we had to. So Denton, I guess.
Yeah, same for me.
Next to you.
Because the thing is, and I mean, I think I've said this on the podcast before, I don't really necessarily call anywhere home.
Yeah.
But I mean, Vanessa and I have had talks recently, and it's just, you know, the question's been brought up, like, how long can you see yourself living where we're living right now? And I'm content with where we're living.
Mm-hmm.
I can see us living here for a good while.
Yeah.
So as of right now, yeah, I mean, for the past 5 years, this city has been our home. So I'm totally choose this place.
Yeah.
So
for whatever reason, if anything ever happened, the only place that's like solidly set in stone is my mom's gravesite. Like, she's already been paying on her plot and stuff. So like being planted there would be like an idea, but you know, that's illegal. But like, it's fine. Or if we have a house someday that we like bought and like raised our kids in and all the things, like I would be buried outside as a tree, you know?
Yeah.
I
don't
know. What did I say 5 years ago?
You put plant me in Denton. What does that say? Oh, it says plant me in Denton and then squiggly line that says Reed Roberts or next to mom's grave.
Nice.
That's pretty on board. And we weren't even living in Denton at the time.
You said Denton, Texas. And then you said next to Vanessa.
Nice.
Cool.
We were obviously sitting right next to each other when we wrote these.
Yeah.
So we could cross-reference.
True.
Church.
If we have it at a church rather than a funeral home.
Is that what that is?
Mm.
Okay.
The village the church, village Denton. Church. Is that same for you?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say then? New life?
Yes.
You what did I say? Said... whatever church I'm with at the time.
Cool.
Time of service is the next one.
Midnight.
Be quiet. Be honest.
Time of service. Okay. What do you think?
For you?
No, you're first.
Oh, I am first. So I definitely wouldn't want it to be like late in the afternoon because... it's way too long of a day, and, like, no one wants to, like, wait around for that and be whatever. I just want to get it out of the way in the reception and stuff. And I want the reception. I literally told Robert. Ooh, I'm going to write that on the bottom. Never mind. I'm going to do that in a little bit. We'll wait. But, so, like, 10 a.m.?
Okay.
Get it out of the way. Everybody can, like... eat together afterwards and then go home and call it a day.
I would say the same thing too. You put 5 years ago sunrise. So practically.
No, that's too early.
6 a.m.
I'm still a morning person, but not that much. You would say what, 10 a.m?
Yeah.
Okay. You said 8 a.m.
Wow, that's surprising for even me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even get up that early even if I was dead.
You used to be in cross country at this time. So
yeah, before that's you true. Graduated. So I kind of was used to it. Number 13 is flowers.
Okay. I like hydrangeas.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best to spell it. And
hydrangeas.
Like lilies.
Okay. Mm. You put baby's roses. Breath, few roses.
Meh. Mainstream. What would you say?
I'll put... it literally was in my head. Lilies.
Interesting. Is that like L-L-I-E-S? Or is it L-L-Y? I don't know.
They'll pick the right ones. What did I put? Roses?
You put cherry blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't put that. Yeah. You can't even find those.
Yeah, put cherry blossoms as well. How can I forget that?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Give this Japanese nerd some cherry blossoms on his grave.
So... the last part is special requests or thoughts. So I told Robert the other day, I don't know why I said this. What were we doing? I don't know. It was random. But I said, when I die at my funeral, please have food that I actually enjoyed eating. Like, don't get like, I don't know. What do people eat? Little barbecue or something. Like, what were we eating? Do you remember?
I don't know. Were we somewhere?
I don't know. And I told him something like, get pizza or Taco Bell or something specific that I really enjoy. Not steak, because I know that's not affordable. But something that I enjoy eating all the time, like Chipotle or I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted people to be able to eat something that, like, remember me and, like, laugh about it. Like, man, Vanessa was obsessed with that. Or, like, Coca-Cola. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. On mine, put hamburgers. Okay. Yeah, I want everyone to eat hamburgers. I don't like. No one needs to go get some catering from something else. Like, Look, I know for a fact I'm not putting pressure on Brandon by saying this. Brandon likes cooking and grilling, okay?
Yeah.
Brandon, I'm telling you right now, you better write this down, dog. You're making cheeseburgers when I die.
Cheese.
For everybody. It's simple. Oof. It's easy. Get the fixings. Make sure you get the secret sauce, okay? Get some french fries.
The fries.
Let's get it going.
Brandon made this burger when he was in AIT, when he first went into the military, and he wrapped it in bacon, but it was like...
Guys, it was a two-pound... It was like 2 pounds of meat.
It was, yeah.
Wrapped in jalapeno bacon.
Yeah. Good times.
I don't know how I survived after that.
Bury you with that.
Any other special requests or thoughts? Do you want me to read off what you put?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't think so. Like, I like there being a time with family that they can just be in there before the funeral and have time to grieve. Maybe like the night before or something. But I guess that's different if it's not a casket.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like they're able to grieve together in a room. So maybe like 30 minutes before, an hour before. But
so what do I put?
Like a time for family before.
Time for family.
And I mean, I feel like that's so mainstream now to say, like, not to wear black, but I think it's kind of outdone.
So no black?
Yeah.
I would also like to say no black. I mean, I like bright colors, hence the reason why I wear Teddy Fresh clothing. So, yes, if I could, I would say everyone show up in Teddy Fresh. But I'm not going to force that upon anybody. You can put that in the asterisk below on the last line, just in case if everyone feels a little special.
Okay.
Like, who is literally... You see what I'm actually wearing Teddy Fresh right now. Uh-huh. Can you see me? Can you see someone at my own funeral weeping wearing this? You can't. You see the other person, you start smiling.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's about it. I can't really think of anything specific. What did I put?
So, in regards to your special requests and thoughts 5 years ago, you put, don't let my family speak.
Ooh.
Have happy music. No crying. Make it quick.
Oh my god.
Floating lanterns.
Oh, that's nice.
No lipstick dash dark. Black isn't necessary.
So kind of same. I like the floating lanterns idea. That's cute.
So let me put that back.
Yeah. Y'all, this is specific because I'm sure my aunt won't mind me calling her out, but she has always, before this activity, always been super passionate about, y'all better shave my legs, y'all better do my eyebrows, like all these things. So that's why, like, don't put dark lipstick on me. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, so no dark lipstick.
Sure.
Put on mine on the last line, and parentheses put, if possible.
Okay.
Give Rob his last tattoo.
Oh my gosh. What is that?
Whatever you want it to be.
Whatever I want it to be?
Yeah.
Wow. My name finally? Just kidding.
Oh my gosh. We're going to leave that topic for a whole nother day.
I'm just kidding.
That's an unpopular opinion.
What if I let your mom decide or something? That'd be interesting.
All right. That's okay. It. What did I put for my phone?
Like, well, what else do you have?
No, that's it.
Okay. You put some very interesting things.
Oh, boy.
He said, half of my money will go to my wife, Vanessa. Half. Okay.
Oh, I was that specific?
And the other half to the Vucure Church.
Oh.
All my possessions, movies, books, video games, and comics will be distributed equally to my siblings. Nice. And I want everyone to wear bright colors. P.S. If me and Vanessa die together, please plant us beside each other.
Man, it was a nice sweetheart. I was trying my best to make sure this family loves
me. You gonna give me half your money. I'm just kidding.
Hey, the other half is going to go to a great, great organization.
True. Okay. So you kept the bright colors even though you didn't know.
Well, you know,
like Teddy Fresh yet. Yeah. I don't know if all your siblings would want all your possessions at this point. Like maybe some of them, but I don't know about all of them.
Hey, maybe Joseph.
Cool. And so now we have to sign it with the date at the very end. No one can argue about it.
Any last words, babe?
I said what I said. I said what I said.
She said what she said.
I'll leave that.
All right.
What is the date?
This is January 11th, 2020 as of the recording. Nice. Any final words? This is a very interesting podcast.
It's a very interesting podcast. I think I suggest this to other families. I think it's really good to talk about it. It's healthy. It helps the grieving process in the long run. You know what to expect, and you're able to appreciate and celebrate your loved one the way they would have wanted.
Yeah, and absolutely.
I don't know.
If you guys want to do the same thing too, I mean, I was trying my best to say every single topic. Mm-hmm. So you can go along and write down every single topic. Again, if you're not religious, you can obviously leave certain pieces out, but it still works out. This is a great thing to have to help anybody out in regards to not only your significant other, but your family and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's great. It helps out a lot.
One of our family members keeps all of them, and we do it every 5 years. Yeah. So she kind of keeps them in a box, but we all sign them. So, like, there's just less arguing to go around if we were the ones who requested it ourselves, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. This has got to be the longest podcast we've done so far, but it was a great one. I like it. I enjoyed it. If you guys have any questions that you want to ask us, again, you can ask us through the Anchor app. You can leave a video message and an audio message, and we will respond on the next podcast. But again, you can also just leave us a written message through our Twitter account. That's at Crazy Talk Pod. Again, that's Crazy Talk on Twitter at Crazy Talk Pod. This podcast goes up weekly on Mondays, and we'll see what next week's topics are about.
Stay alive, guys.
Is there another letter coming in or not?
No, that's it.
Okay. Guys, just like Vanessa said, stay alive.